Welcome to another episode of our mini-series for Startup Free Project. So we decided to make a little podcast in order to present our top five innovators. So for those who not know, Startup Free is an EU H 2020 funded project that focuses on deep tech. And it's basically a business acceleration program, which lasted for almost 2 years, where our startups have been in the acceleration program for a year. Today, we'll be presenting you Candela and Detectia. So they went through this acceleration process. As I said, they made it to top 25, then to top 10, and finally to our top five innovators. Candela, welcome. How are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself and Detectia.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you and be part of the Startup 3 program. So welcome. So I have expertise. I'm a physicist. So I work for several years in research analyzing substances, both a large scale and small scale. So I knew about colleagues at university in Madrid about a powerful technology that they were starting to use in several PhD theses and master theses that I was really, really promising. And that was the initial start of the tech, yeah, how we started. It was like an chemical conversation about, oh, this is powerful, it has disadvantages, and look, we are expecting all these many things. And, you know, we were on vacations north of Italy, and we crossed the Morandi Bridge 3 weeks before it collapsed. So it was a real shock for everyone and for us. And we started to wonder, how can it happen? You know, there was any instrument there. It was any in situ instrumentation. There was some kind of monitoring there. And we realized this new technology that the university was using could be like really beneficial for the civil engineering sector, and we decided to go forward to it.
Amazing story, actually, how you turned one tragedy into a great solution for the rest of humanity, and especially for the rest of the sector that you've been targeting. So when it comes to the solution itself, can you give us a not so brief explanation about it? So how does it function? What does it cover, etc.
Yeah, of course, our product, the product that we have developed and is already in the market, is iRadar, and it's a solution that works as an early warning system that detects infrastructure deformation, and is based on this satellite radar technology and integration with artificial intelligence. So this satellite technology is called DINSAR, and it works through radar waves, and is capable to quantify and to measure the velocity of deformation of an asset. And what is most interesting, first satellites were launched in the 90s. So we know how an asset was moving through the past 6 months, 6 years, and 16 years. So we can quantify how much it has been moving. Has it moved first, or how much has accelerated? Decelerated. So we obtain a large volume of information, and we can call it this kind of volume like virtual sensor. Let's say that we obtain virtual sensor through this satellite technology on the construction site or over the asset we want to monitor. And we have a lot of information. So that's when our artificial intelligence comes to play a role, because then we have clustering, forecasts, and predictions algorithms that allow to really to filter out the areas where this anomalies has happened. So the client get these warnings, like there is an area where some anomalous movement has happened within the past month, 2 weeks, depending on the client's frequency. And what is so interesting, because we realize there is insufficient data of the condition of the infrastructures, and therefore we don't know which one of these assets need to be prioritized for repair and maintenance. We all know it's easier to repair a small defect than you have to rebuild the entire infrastructure. And at the end, iRadar is a satellite solution that works as an early warning for infrastructure failure and defects. We have also, we know it's really important to be integrated into the digital models of the infrastructures, let's say any geographic information system, building information models, digital twins. So our solution is really easy to integrate into all these digital models. For us, it was a priority that either the client can use our platform, let's say they don't have any digital model, or we can integrate through our API into their system. So for the client, it's really easy, because we know the managers, they don't want large volumes of information. They want to know, okay, something is happening here. That's the information they want, and it's what we provide in the tech team.
Thank you very much, Candela. Can you maybe do tell us a case study where you have implemented the iRadar in person or like in situ?
Yeah, sure. Well, I can tell you, we are monitoring our first client. We are monitoring the construction of an urban highway in a city that had serious troubles with ground subsidence. They have parts of the city that are kind of stable. Some of their parts has a large subsidence. So the client wanted to know and quantify how much it has been moving during the past 5 years. Because based on this data, on this historical data, they were able to redefine the design of the foundations of all the bridges that this new highway needs, because crosses intersection at first, second, and third level and some parts. So thanks to our information on the historical data, they were able to design a better foundation of the bridges. And at the moment, during the construction, that's the part we are monitoring right now. So when there is a construction site, by models, we define this area is expecting to be affected by 5 millimeters, and this area is affected by about 1 millimeter. And usually outside of the 1 millimeter contour, there is no ground instrumentation. So we provide this general broad view of the entire construction time and surroundings, because we all know suddenly there are buildings that collapse and they are not on top of the trace of a tunnel or next to the construction site, but that's just few meters away, 100 meters away. So with our technology, we also provide this, let's say, supervision, general view on the movements of the construction sites and surroundings. And the idea is to keep working with them towards the maintenance of the asset. So we are not still there, still monitoring the construction.
But I have to say, Candela, we had the pleasure of working with you directly as mentors for a while. And this story of iRadar and what you can do, I would say it still keeps fascinating us. And I would just like to ask you to take a step back and take like a moment of reflection. So what were your challenges at the beginning of the project? Both Startup 3 and your project as such. So how did you develop your solutions? How did you adapt to other industries? So at some point you also decided to branch out to maybe switch because some of the industry clients that you initially aimed for did not really respond. So what were the challenges and what are the industries that you are mostly passionate about that you're chasing, to put it that way?
If I think about 1 year, 15 months ago, when we started Startup 3 program, Detectia was created in November 2019. So we were kind of 6-7 months old. And, you know, we were a group of 5 co-founders and we all have technical profiles. So we were all missing this business part of a startup. So we know we have a powerful tool. And indeed, I was working also in geophysics, so we thought it would be super excited to apply this technology to volcanoes and earthquakes. And when we started to work, you know, with you, yeah, you need to look for your market, who is your client. We realized this market was all co-op by a supranational organizations, NGOs. So we realized, okay, so there's no real market for it. And, you know, looking at the Morandi Bridge and the civil engineering sector, we started to analyze how it's done at the moment, how is the monitoring, the construction, and then we realized, oh yeah, this is the spot, this is the place where we want to be. And, you know, from the moment that we knew we have a technology, we have to develop the product that we can now say is in the market, but also it takes a while until you get the MVP and the first steps. And growing all this business part, like how do you market your business, what your strategy, what are you planning to achieve every year, every 6 months? So for us, it was a big growth. We grow, let's say, in the product part, but mainly in the business part of a startup. And it's in part thanks to you, because, you know, we have support on the business part. We have general webinars. We have individual trainings, both as a CEO, as the financial part. We were able to do an analysis of how much is worth it, our startup, because I have no idea of these things before. You get a contact, networking. So, you know, it's also with marketing and, you know, it was supporting us and helping us to grow in all the aspects in a startup that is not just technical parts.
Amazing to hear that. So how would you then wrap up? How did Startup 3 help you in this process? So what was your favorite moment of the Startup 3 program?
I mean, these three phases, it was really, really excited when I managed to go from top 25 to top 10 and then to top 5, because it's a moment when you are able to look back, check the recordings or your first presentation, the first data you input into a program, and realize, oh my God, within these 3-6 months, I have achieved so much. We have grown so much. Because usually if this is only a 4 month program, you don't have the chance to look back. So when we move into the top 5, I was looking at the top 25 when we entered, then when we applied for top 10, and I was amazed. Oh my God, we have done all this. We got the first clients, we have reached this level in only a year. And you know, it's large part is thanks to you guys that hold our hands, you know, in all the non-technical questions that are really, really important in a startup, because of course it's not only what you are able to do, but how you do it and who are you planning to reach with your product. So yeah, so we are really, really happy to have been working with you for the past year.
Thank you very much. Candela, do you remember how many pitches you did in this time? And did Startup 3 help you in any way when you were competing at some other places, applying for other projects, initiatives, funds, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know how many pitches. I don't know whether it's like at the moment 20, 30 or 50, but a lot. But of course, it always helps, because it's really great that you have to adapt your pitch. Sometimes you have a 3 minute pitch, 7 minute pitch. So you need to adapt. And also I feel a lot more calm and confidence when I have to pitch. So it helps. At the moment it's like, oh no, I need to prepare for another pitch, but it's really worth it.
Amazing. So what are the next steps for you and for the Tectia?
I mean, we are ready for scaling up our product and our startup. So we want to get more clients, and we are planning to start a new sales team and sales processes at the moment, because this is done by me and some other members. But we need to grow, and it's the perfect timing for us to create a sales team. So I think it's our next step, and it's clear that we need to grow and we need this sales team for that.
And we have no doubt that you will achieve so. For us, it was amazing seeing your first video, your application, while you were just one of the 250 startups that have applied, then got selected by your other peers, basically by other deep tech startups to enter the top 25. And then your fast and amazing growth and development of the idea and personal as well development and growth. It was amazing to watch it, and as well, we're honored to be part of your success story and to be that one just little point of the Tectia's history, because we are sure that you will grow even more and create a change in the sector that you're targeting.
Thanks a lot. For me, it was a it was a great experience, and I'm really happy I was able to get into the project and go along all the way with you guys.
Thank you very much. And I can only join in Daniel's words. So since we are slowly approaching the end of today's episode, is there anything else that you would like to share with, let's say, deep tech startups that would just, let's say, start this kind of journey or potentially think about joining a program such as Startup 3 or any other program which has as a purpose to accelerate startups like yours?
Yeah, I would say go for it, because even if you say, yeah, but I don't see the other startups that they do something similar to me, you learn a lot when they do different things, and we all have like complementary aspect we need to develop, we have problems with. And you know, in this initiative you have people from entire Europe and at different growth levels and stages with using different technologies, but it's all deep tech, and I will say it's a great platform to growth and to get visibility and networking. So I will say go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're happy to hear this. We're also very proud of the results of the project. So we are glad to be part of your success as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You will be here always. At the beginning of the Tectia, it will be always your name.
Thank you. So yes, that will be it for this episode of the mini series. Today with us was Candela Sancho from the Tectia, an amazing Spanish startup. So yes, stay tuned for new episodes, new deep tech innovation, and new stories from Startup 3 project. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.